Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the third parak of Masachet Shvuot, and as promised, for the last several weeks, we are finally going to begin the sugya of Shvuot. And just as we had at the beginning of the second parak, the Mishnah here begins with the quote from the first parak and explicates it, Shvuot Shtayim Shein Arba. However, unlike the first two parakim, we will have separate Mishnayot and the Gemara that addresses them. Shvuot Shtayim Shein Arba, what are they? Shvuah she'ochal v'shelo ochal, she'achalti v'shelo achalti. And as we discovered at the beginning of the Masechet, Shvuah she'ochal v'shelo ochal, which is referred to as Shvuat Bitui, a commitment to do something or to refrain from something, is the essential Shtayim. Shein Arba is she'achalti v'shelo achalti, where you swear that you did or didn't do something in the past, and of course in any of these cases where it turns out not to be true, b'shogeg, you bring a korban olah v'yored. Now, Shvuah shelo ochal v'achal kol shehu chayav. The rest of this Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah really, is going to be devoted to the issue of shiur chiyuv achila. So if you took a shvuah that you're not going to eat, and you ate the smallest amount, chayav, the very Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you eat the smallest amount, you're chayav, because you violated the shvuah. Amrulo le Rabbi Akiva. So Chacham said to him, heichan matzinu ba'ochel kol shehu shehu chayav. Where do you ever find a precedent that by eating something less than a shiur, you're chayav? Shezeh chayav. So Amar lehem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had several possible answers, and the Gemara will go through them. But v'cheichan matzinu b'medaber u'mevi korban, shezeh medaber u'mevi korban. So Rabbi Akiva's answer essentially is that the chiyuv korban for korban olav yored for shvuot bitui is sui generis. It doesn't really fit any other category. It doesn't follow precedent. Because where do you ever have another example where you say something, and as a result of saying that thing, you end up having to bring a korban? And the Gemara will analyze that. That'll be about two podcasts from now. Okay, the Gemara begins. L'meimra d'sho ochal d'achil n'mashma. So the first thing, of course, is rhetoric. You say shvuah she'ochal, the assumption is it means that I'm committing to eat. And we see that because the opposite phrase is shelo ochal. So shall we say that the shelo ochal means I will eat, which is of course what it means in Hebrew? Or in mean Hebrew, we have a challenge to that. Shvua lo ochal lach, or shvua she ochal lach, or lo shvua shelo ochal lach. Any of those expressions, asur, you're not allowed to eat. And remember, the second one of those three was shvua she ochal lach, and the implication is I'm taking an oath about eating with you, meaning that I will not eat with you or eat any of your stuff, which means now that the word she'ochal should be understood as its opposite, not a commitment to eat, but a commitment to refrain from eating. So Amar Abaye, li'olam de'achil n'mashma. Abaye says, Hebrew is Hebrew. The word she'ochal means I will eat. But lo kasha, here's how he answered. Kan b'masarvin bo le'achol, kan b'she'in masarvin bo le'achol. Meaning, the context, well, he explicates it. Matnit in our Mishnah is talking about b'she'in masarvin bo le'achol. The statement is said proactively. An individual gets up and says, I'm taking an oath that I'm going to eat. And therefore, his commitment is he's going to eat. Breita, the breita that we just quoted, is Masarvin bo le'achol. People are pestering, come eat at our house, come eat at our house. Ka'amar lo achilna v'lo achilna. And he says, I'm not going to eat at your house. Hachi kamishtava. And he takes an oath she'ochalach, meaning I'm taking an oath about not eating with you. So hachi kamar shvua shelo ochal. That's what he really meant. So therefore, you have to see the phrase contextually. When it has no context, it means what it simply means, she'ochal. But when the context is that he's being pestered to eat and he keeps refusing and then says shvua she'ochal, he doesn't mean I'm taking an oath that I will eat, but rather an oath about eating with you that I will not eat. Now Rav Ashi has a different take on this. He says, Tani shvua she'i ochalach. That the Braita doesn't say Shvuah she'ochalach. The Braita says Shvuah shelo ochalach, Shvuah she'i ochalach, I being the negator, or lo Shvuah lo ochalach. So then the question is, hiachi my lememra. So why does the mission, the Braita have to teach us she'i ochalach? We know that means I won't eat. So mahudatayim aleishna di'it kalelei. Maybe his words got messed up, and really he meant to say Shvuah she'ochalach, and therefore he's not asur. He has to eat there. Kamash Malan, that we take him seriously, and that she'i ochalach really means that I will not eat. That's Ravashi's take, solution, based on a slightly different read of the Braita. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. This is a Braita which is very confusing, so I'm going to verbalize quote marks around the words that should be quoted. Quote, mivta, close quote, shvua. Quote, isar, close quote, shvua. This next one is unclear. Isur isar, imata omer isar shvua chayav, imalav patur. Now that's the Braita. So to translate the Braita, it means that if you use the word mivta, which means expression, that is a valid shvua. If you use the word isar, that may mean that that's a valid shvua. And then Isur Isar, what is the prohibition of the word Isar? If you say that Isar Ishvua, then Chayav, which of course is difficult because we just said Isar Ishvua. Fimlav Patur. Now here is the analysis. Ima Tomer Isar Shvua, Vahamra Marta Isar Shvuahu. What do you mean, if you say it is? We already said that it is. So we have two different takes on this Braita, which are very different. And the first one's Abaye. Amar by Hachikamar. This is how you should read the Braita. Mivta Shvua, like we read. Isar means mitfis bishvua. When you say Isar, what you're essentially doing is, and this is a sugya that we haven't dealt with really since Nedarim, is you are tacking on to a pre-existing shvua. It's not a shvua by itself. So if you use the word Isar, that may be a hatfasa. So then Isur Isar means, im atomer mitfis bishvua motgumas shvua mpivdami, meaning that, go back to the second phrase in the Braita. Isar shvua means that Isar is a hatfasa. It may or may not be good. So the ima ta'omer means if you hold that hatfasa b'shvua is good, meaning hatfasa b'shvua is as if you said the shvua itself. You never said a shvua. You just said, that thing is something I made a shvua about, and now this thing is going to be like that thing. Then, chayav. Vimla patur. All right. Now, parenthetically, mimayd mifta shvua. How do we know that the word mifta is a valid word for shvua? Dichtiv o nefesh ki tishava levate bisfatayim. If a person takes an oath, to express, levate. So if that's the case, then Isar Nam, because Abaye, remember, reads this Braita, as Miftah and Isar not being dealt with the same way. Miftah is a standalone Shvua, Isar is not. So why isn't Isar standalone? Dichtiv kol neder v'chol Shvuat Isar. You have Tishava levate, and you have Shvuat Isar. So these words, Isar and Miftah, in both cases are next to the word Shvua in the Torah. So if that's your source, then Isar should be good too. How do I know that Isar really is a hatfasa, dichtiv, o asra Isar al nafsha bishvua? Meaning, she made a connection to a shvua. So, miftah nami, you have the same thing with miftah, dichtiv, l'chol asher yivate hadam ishvua. Again, you have a case where the word miftah is separated by one word from shvua. So, none of those are going to really help us make the distinction Abaye wants to make between the word miftah and the word Isar. Ela amar Abaye, miftah shvua mehacha. Ve'im hayot eli ish, this is the sugya in Matot, hayot eli ish unedareh aleha, o miftah sfateha, hasher asra al nafsha. And notice, miftah sfateha, the word shvua doesn't exist there anymore. So miftah is a standalone shvua, it expresses shvua without the word shvua there. Ve'il shvua lo kamar. Now, b'may asra atzma, so how did she prohibit herself? B'miftah, with the word miftah. That's Abaye, and that's Abaye's take on the Braita. Now, Rav Omar, Rava has a different take. Rava, what he means here is that nobody will consider that a hatfasa b'shvua works. Anytime you want to take an oath about something, it has to be an independent oath, not a linked oath, not a dependent oath. So therefore, what does he do with the braita? Hachikamar, miftah shvua, that's fine. The word miftah means shvua. Isar, nami shvua. The word isar is also a shvua. But then what do you do with that confusing last line? Asrei de isar, what is the isur of isar? Meaning, what's the prohibition of the word Isar? Hitilo hakatuv bein neder l'shvua. The Torah put it right between neder and shvua, which means it can swing either way, and it depends on what the context is. Hotzi'o b'lashon neder, if you said the word Isar in the way of saying a neder, like alai, the neder. B'lashon shvua, if you said it as a shvua with the verb of a commitment to eating something, or doing something, or avoiding something, then shvua. So the word Isar can be either a neder or a shvua, depending on the rest of the phrase. And that's why it says in the Braita, im ata omer isar shvua, then chayav ve'im la patur. It doesn't mean im ata omer you as a halachic personality, meaning if you say it, express it as a shvua, then you're chayav. If not, then it's a neder. Okay. And now ve'hechan matzinu ve'hechan itilo. Sorry, where did the Torah? Rav is making a claim that the Torah put the word isar between neder and shvua. Where did the Torah ever do that? Nadara o asra isar al nafsha bishvua. So the word you have ned there, then isar, then shvua. So isar is in the middle, and it's like a janus; it can go either way. Rav and Abaye are being consistent with their own positions. If you do a hatfasa bishvua, Abaye says it's like you said a shvua, and Rav says it's not. That's it right there. Now metive, this seems to be a challenge that supports Abaye. Aze isar ha'amur b'Torah. When we have the word isar, what does that mean? Ha'omer harei alai shelo ochal basar v'shelo eshtei yain ki yom shemet po aviv. If you say I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine like the Yahrzeit that I keep, Minhag in the times of the Gemara, and some people still have this, is to fast on Father's Yahrzeit. Kiyom Shemoit Baploni. Kiyom Shenerag Bo Gedalia Menachikam. Tzom Gedalia. Kiyom Shemoit Yerushalayim Echorbanar. Like the day that I saw Yerushalayim and I made that a fast day. V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel's tag onto this is, V'hu Shenidor Uvam Yoto Hayom. That only works if you had made a neder about the original day. Meaning, you had to originally have made a neder, let's say, on the Yahrzeit saying, food is prohibited to me, Harei Alai Ochel, on this day. And then, some other day you say, this day is going to be like that day. Then it works. So now, Bishlam al Abaye, this supports Abaye, because here we see Hatfasa ben Neder, meaning that you could take a particular day and associate it with another day that there's a Neder about, and it becomes a Neder. So Bishlam al Abaye, because this is the Mitzvah ben Neder, Neder, Mitzvah Shua Shua, because after all, Abaye will say, you see here that Matfis ben Neder is good, and so that supports my position that Matfis ben Shua is good, Shvuot and Darim being in a parallel. El Rava Kasha, but this is difficult for Rava, because Rava's position is that Mitzvah Shua doesn't work. So Amalacha Rava, this is what Rava would answer. Tari Tzvei Mahachi, this is how you should read it. Ezehu Isar Neder Ha'amur Torah. Not Ezehu Isar Ha'amur Torah. Isar Neder, meaning, what is an Isur Neder? That's the critical piece. Is the only way for you to generate a neder is ultimately to hook it into a previously nidor thing, which means all nidorim ultimately have to come back to korban, which is the anchor of all nidorim. And that's why the word konam, which is a camouflage word for korban, is the key word for making a neder. Because what you're essentially doing is saying, the Torah gave me the ability to take this animal and by my own words change its status and make it asur, and therefore I'm linking this prohibition against the cheesecake or against going to somebody's house with that neder. And that's b'davar nador. My tama. So where's the source of this? Amar krak, ish ki yidor neder ladonai, which you don't have to say. It could just say, ish ki yidor lashem. Why did it say yidor neder? Achi yidor b'davar hanador. That's Shmuel's drasha. That you have to take the neder and associate it with a devar hanadur. So, for instance, if you were to say, and this is the Mishnah in the second parak of Nidarim, if you were to say, Hare ze alai kechazir, that doesn't mean anything, because chazir is not devar hanadur, it's devar hasur. It has to be something that is nadur, like any sort of hektesh or something. Now, parenthetically, so that's Rava's take. So Rava's take on that breita is that breita is not talking about hatfasa. That breita is specifically talking about the mechanism of nedarim, which has nothing to do with shvuot, and the mechanism of nedarim is that it ultimately has to be anchored in devar hanador. Shvuot, stand alone. You will stand up and take an oath that you're going to do something or not do something, and that's the mechayiv. Now, parenthetically, in the breita, it said, kiyom shemeit bo aviv. So pshita. So remember, Shmuel added on, said, you have to be nidor me'al toyom. So obviously, you had to have made a neder. So, the reason that was quoted was to contrast it, or shall we say, to really include it with Tzom Gedalia. Why? I would have thought as follows. I'm not allowed to eat on Tzom Gedalia even without a neder. So, therefore, so if I take a neder on Tzom Gedalia and say, food is also to me today, till nightfall, that might not be a valid enough neder that if you're matfis in it, you're being matfis in a neder, because you weren't allowed to eat that day anyways. So Kamash Malan, that in such a case that it is Davar HaNidor. By the way, that would because Nedarim can affect Mitzvot, Shvuot can't. Because Nedarim are about the Chefza, and that takes us into a lot of Torah that we will discuss later on in this parak, and that, of course, goes anchored really in Nedarim. V'af Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lala HaDarava. Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, agrees with Rava that Mitzvot for Shvuot doesn't work. Dechi'at the Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he gave the following report of Rabbi Yochanan. Mivtalo ochalach, if you say the word mivta, that I won't eat at your house or your food, isarlo ochalach, shvua. There we go. Which means that he views the word isar as an independent expression of shvua and not as a hatfasa. And that was Rava's interpretation of the Braita. We'll stop at this point and pick it up in the middle of this discussion in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.